Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Edward Davis from Checkmate Sports. In this episode, I want to talk about Rich Paul. He did it again. If you don't know what I'm talking about, stay tuned. So the big question is this. How are sports agents like you and I, who didn't cheat and take money from big-time investors, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we compete in a way that lets us get our message, services, and the things that we believe out to the world, and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast is going to give you the answer. My name is Edward Davis, and welcome to Sports Agent Secrets. All right, welcome back, everybody. If you don't know, breaking news, I was just watching The Breakfast Club, and they had Damson Idris on there. If you don't know who that is the guy who plays Franklin on the hit TV show Snowfall. Probably one of the, you know, up-and-coming actors in Hollywood. Him and Michael B. Jordan, they're killing it right now. They're leading the way. Well, anyway, he was on The Breakfast Club this morning, and they were, you know, just interviewing him and basically asking him, you know, what's next for you? What do you have? You know, what's coming out next? And he was so excited to say, man, I just got the news that I can, you know, let you guys know, but I'll be playing Rich Paul, the sports agent who represents LeBron James. He's a pioneer and he's trailblazing the sport. I think that is huge. And the reason why I think that is huge, and I just wanted to go ahead and just put this out there, because everybody who became an agent, they wanted to become an agent. And a lot, everybody who's an agent now, you know, want to become an agent, if you ask them, you know, what kind of sparked the idea, most people say Jerry Maguire. Or if they're a little bit younger, they may say Ballers or things like that, or Entourage. And, you know, but that came out in like 96. Entourage came out, you know, in the early 2000s. It's getting a little dated. So now that, you know, Damson Idris is coming out with a new Rich Paul movie, I think it's going to be more, you know, a coming of age of the new Jerry Maguire. And what's so powerful about this is it's not the old stereotypical agent. It's not the guy with the jet black hair. It's not the guy with the fancy suit with the law degree. This is going to be talking about the biggest agent in basketball and how he, you know, got to that point. And what I think is about to happen next is I think a lot of people are going to want to become agents. Why is that important to you? Because if you want to become an agent, you need to be getting started now. Don't wait till the trend comes and everybody rushes in, because then you're just going to be like the people who bought Dogecoin at the top. You're going to be left holding the bag. It's going to be really, really difficult. But the guys and the women who are getting into the space right now, who are building their skill set, who are sharpening their blade, you know, once this becomes the cool thing, you're going to be the pioneer. You're going to be the person who can take advantage of, you know, your market. So if you're in Atlanta, if you're in New York, if you're in Florida, if you're in Texas, if you're in California, if you're the agent right now who are building the foundation, who are making the building blocks to your business, then you're going to be the one who can reap the benefit. But if you're the guy or the girl who's sitting on the sideline and waiting for everybody else to do it, and then you want to rush into the game, you're going to be left with the crumbs. So when I heard the news this morning, I thought that was amazing. It shows that this is the future. This is a industry that is going to thrive, and it's only going to get bigger. So my question to you is, are you going to get your piece of the pie? Do you want to become the person who is early to the party, or do you want to be the person that's late? Okay, now enough about that. Just want to highlight, you know, the Rich Paul genius and what he's doing right now. I don't know if you guys know what's going on, but Rich Paul is, and I don't know Rich Paul from a can of paint, but from the outside looking in, it's looking like he's investing in his personal brand. For the past, you know, 10 years, nobody really knew Rich Paul. But now you see him with Adele. You see him, you know, courtside at the game. You see him, you know, throwing parties and stuff. And now he has a movie that he's, or a movie or a TV show coming out with this, you know, this actor kid. And it seems to me that he understands the power of brand, of his brand, branding himself and just staying and being innovating. Because, you know, LeBron has 2-3 more years, you know, and yes, he's going to represent Bronny. I mean, duh. But he understands the power of he needs to put his own brand out there. So as, you know, LeBron gets ready to retire, Rich can still stay on top. And that and how he's going to do that is by branding himself. And I think this is important for you guys to understand when you're building your business. You know, the old way of being an agent was being in the background. You know, moving in the shadows. Nobody does that anymore. The new agents are up front, out and center. So if you want to make a name for yourself, if you want to build your business, you need to be up in front of everybody, okay? You got to get your social media game together. You got to get your communication skills. Got to get your sales skills. Got to get your marketing skills. You got to, you know, your recruiting skills. You got to know how to identify talent. There's a lot of stuff that you need to be building right now, sharpening that blade so that when the opportunity presents itself, you can take advantage of that, all right? Now, if that's something that caught your interest or makes sense to you and you want to become an agent, and you want some help, you don't want to learn by trial and error, you want a proven plan from an expert mentor, I have a program for you, the SportsAgentMasterclass.com. Check it out. Again, Sports Agent Masterclass, we can help you get your professional sports agent license in as little as 30 days. All right, guys, if you like this podcast, do me a favor, subscribe, leave a positive comment, and yeah, man, you know, let's get back to work.